The Door Handle by Adam Lowe. Felisa and Andrea Dunbar, rest in peace. Locked in the bedroom without a handle, all spoons and knives taken so we couldn't open the door. We kindled a fire from the mattress. We're young, just being mad kids, burning paper, and the next thing we knew we were trapped. We beat on the glass, against the window, calling for anyone passing by on the arbour to hear us. The smoke snaked up to the ceiling, an upside-down fountain of grey ghosts. Our little lungs chugged on the gauzy air. Mum only let us out when she was dressed back then, on a morning when she was good and ready. We were locked in our prison. It was my fault, I think, this time. We weren't supposed to be locked in, but the handle had come off again, and Lorraine was burning pretty patterns into paper with the matches when we realised our mistake. Mum should have known better. After what she went through, she should have taken better care of us instead of treating us like her own parents treated her. We were actors reading the same script. You'd never know it, but we did want to love this place, these streets. Even when we left, our hearts stayed, chasing each other in circles. Mum died first, falling in the beacon on Reevey Road. Then Lorraine got sent down. In the end, I was swept up too, into that memory of Buttershaw where it never rains and dogs always play on the green in the sun.